I don't want to bore you with a blow-by-blow description of our blow-by-blow progress through Cruella's minions. Suffice to say that following Grondor is a lot like trailing behind a frothy pink main battle tank. Thuggish guards, evil imps, and the odd adept tend to explode messily very soon after Grondor sees them. Unfortunately, Grondor's not very discriminating, so I make sure to go first in order to keep him away from cunningly engineered deadfalls. And Pete, should we find him. Still, it doesn't take us too long to comb the lower levels of the caverns under Castle Storm, aided by the handy dungeon editor in my laptop, which allows me to build a bridge over the Chasm of Despair and tunnel through the rock around the Dragon's Lair, which isn't very sporting but keeps us from being toasted. Which is why, after a couple of hours, I'm beginning to get a sinking feeling that Pete isn't actually here. Brains, Pete isn't down here, is he? Or am I missing something? Hey, don't be sad, dude. Think of the XP. Fuck off, Pinky. Give me some useful input or just fuck off, okay? I realize I'm shouting when the rock wall next to me begins to crack ominously. The hideous possibility that I've lost Pete is sinking its claws into my brain, and it's worse than any fear spell. Okay, keep your hair on. Is this a quest? Do you need to confront the sorceress first? I stopped dead. I bloody hope not. Did you notice how she was behaving? Brains here. I'm grepping the server log file, and did you know there's another user connected over the intranet bridge? What? I turn around and accidentally bump into Grondor. Grondor says, 1.
Do you wish to modify our tactics? 2. Do you want Grondor to attack someone? 3. Do you think Grondor is sexy big boy? 4. Exit?
4, I intone. If I leave him in a conversational state, he won't be going anywhere, dammit. Okay, Brains, have you trace-routed the intrusion? Bosch isn't supposed to be accessible from outside the local network. What department are they coming in from? They're coming in from... A longish pause. Somewhere in HR. Okay, the plot just thickened. So someone in HR has gotten in. Any idea who the player is? I've got a sneaking suspicion, but I want to hear it from Brains. Not IRL... But didn't Cruella act way too flexible to be a bot? Bollocks, that is what I was thinking. Okay, Grondor, follow. We're going upstairs to see the Wicked Witch. Now, let me tell you about castles. They don't have elevators or fire escapes or extinguishers. Real ones don't have exploding whoopee cushions under the carpet and electrified door handles that blush red when you notice them either. Or an ogre resting on the second floor mezzanine, but that's beside the point. Let me just observe that by the time I reach the fourth floor, I am beginning to breathe heavily, and I am getting distinctly pissed off with her eldritch fearsomeness. At the foot of the wide, glittering staircase in the middle of the fourth floor, I temporarily lose Grondor. It might have something to do with the 10th-level mage lurking behind the transom with a magic flamethrower, or the simultaneous arrival of about a ton of steel spikes falling from concealed ceiling panels, but Grondor is reduced to a greasy pile of goo on the floor. I sigh and do something to the mage that would be extremely painful if he were a real person. Is she upstairs? I ask the glowing letters. Sure thing, dude. Any more traps? No. Cool. I step over the grease spot and pause just in front of the staircase. It never pays to be rash. I pick up a stray steel spike and chuck it on the first step, and it goes bang with extreme prejudice. Not so cool. Rinse, cycle, repeat. And 4 small explosions later, I'm standing in front of the doorway facing the top step. No more whoopee cushions, just a 20th-level sorceress and a minion in chains. Happy joy. Pinky, plan B. Get it ready to run, on my word. I break through the door and enter the witch's lair. Once you've seen one witch's den, you've seen them all. This one is a bit glitzier than usual, and some of the furniture is non-standard, even taking into account the laundry hack packs linked into this realm. Where did she get the mainframe from? I wonder briefly, before considering the extremely ominous Do-Nar geometry curve in the middle of the floor. complete with a frantic-looking Pete chained down in the middle of it, and the extremely irate-looking sorceress beyond. "Emma MacDougall, I presume?"